Hello friends, this session we are going to study chapter 5, accommodation and food arrangements in international tourism. In earlier we have already studied the basics of accommodation, we all might know, but let us see it with respect to international tourism. The key points that we are going to cover in this session would be the introduction, different types of tourist accommodations, food and beverage management inside it, ancillary areas in large tourist hotels, hotel management in brief, and how and what are the factors which are responsible for the tourist to choose a hotel. Let's deal with this one by one. Now, when we are talking about accommodation, we have the first thing in mind is the hotels and the destination. Whenever a tourist is planning a trip to a particular destination, the stay factor comes into picture. So, the tourists who are visiting to a destination will definitely require a staying facility. So, that's how the accommodation came into being. So, comfortable and diverse range of accommodation facilities play a very important role in popularizing any tourist destination. Now, there can be many places on in a particular country which has something to offer to the tourist. But in spite of that, those might not be popular, mainly because it might not have any kind of hotels or staying facilities which are comfortable for enough for the tourist to have a stay over at that particular place. So, what happens is, suppose there is one particular city which has the tourist attractions, it definitely does attract a tourist to that place, but it would be only for a day trip. So the tourist won't be ready to stay in that particular city. Instead, they might opt for some other main city which is far away from there. So what happens is the place wherein such facilities are not there to cater to this tourist is losing out of valuable income. So when we are talking about a particular tourist destination which is most popular, it has with it the accommodation industry. That is, a tourist will opt to go to a city where comfortable and diverse range of hotels are available. So once a place of a tourist come into picture and it has various accommodation facilities developed, it popularizes itself. That is, it becomes popular immediately. Now, when we are talking about the early hotels, from where did this accommodation industry start? So, we are talking about pre-Christian era hospitality, which was provided for free on the trading, missionary and pilgrimage routes in Asia and Europe. Now, in early days, we know that the main reason for travel would be the trading. The other would be the missionaries which were there and the pilgrimage routes. So, across Asia and Europe, the thing was that the people used to provide hospitality. That is, they used to let these travelers stay over for a night and also treat them with the food and beverages. So, this hospitality was not commercial. It was free. So ideally it came with the thinking that if we are doing a favor on this particular travelers, they are going to expect, they are going to have in exchange certain hospitalities when they travel in future. So this was what was in pre-Christian era. Later on, as the trading grew, as the pilgrimage people grew, there were a lot of traveling which took place, the need for this accommodation industry came into being. So, the first reference that we can find is to commercial accommodation provision, which is in Europe, dates back to 13th century. So, this was where some people came together and started giving the place to stay and food and beverages in exchange of certain things. So, that was the first starting where this establishments were there. So, present-day hotels, in addition to accommodation, provide local sightseeing, taxi services, several shops for buying daily necessities. Now, if we study the evolution from the present-day present era of the hotels to the present-day hotels, it's a huge difference. Okay, it was a evolution with respect to, there were lots of factors which came into being. The factors would be like the kind of technological development that happened with respect to transport modes. So, suppose earlier when the road transport was more, that is, people used to travel via road, this particular inns or hotel establishments were near to the city areas where the travelers used to enter. So, these were the hotel accommodations. Later, when the locomotion, that is, locomotive engines came into being, that is, the railheads were created, more and more people started traveling by train. So, that's how there were hotels created near rail stations. So, slowly, this hotel hotel industry started growing and evolving. Again, it started giving diverse range of facilities. For example, depending upon the market, that is depending upon the kind of travelers who are coming to that hotel, they started providing such facilities, that is the to cater to the high scale customers and then the middle scale customers. So this was how it started evolving, right from the basic accommodations to the high scale accommodation. And today what we see, every hotel might give something extra. It is not only the stay but also everything else. So let's see what are the certain services that accommodation industry provides along with the stay facilities, local sightseeing by taxi services. We all know that suppose if we are going to Goa or taking a hotel stay for 2 nights, 3 days, there are certain packages which say if you take 3 nights, 4 days package, sightseeing comes with it and there are certain discounts. So what happens is this becomes a marketing tactic for the hotels, wherein they include the sightseeing. This sightseeing can be either by a private car or by a bus or a coach. There are several shops for buying daily necessities. There are many hotels which have an entire shopping center inside it. Then there are souvenir shops which are there, local dresses and jewelry. So when the people are staying, when the guest is staying at a hotel, they can visit here, they can shop here. And also some hotels have casinos, sporting avenues. Now this is very famous when we are talking about international big hotels and hotel chains, which are famous especially for their casinos. Like cities in Las Vegas, the hotels are more famous for the casinos rather than the staying or the room facilities over there. Then there are sporting avenues. There are huge hotels which cater to these services as well. So apart from this, the hotels might also give you the gym, the spas, then the other luxury facilities which comes with it. So all this makes sure that the tourists are comfortable at the place where they are visiting. This adds up to the development of that particular place, because the tourists who are coming to a city will opt to stay a bit longer, and as they stay a bit longer, they are opt to spend more, and this is going to add up to the local economy. Now, today most reputed large to small hotels have their own websites. This we know, the growing e-commerce has made sure that every single hotel has their own websites. Apart from that, there are many travel websites, online website portals where these hotels are registered. So what happens is these websites are giving everything of that hotel. So they have the rooms, the room categories, the photographs, they have the rates, they have special discounts. All of them are on the website. So if a particular guest wants to book this hotel, he can directly book it from the website. There are online payment options. There are via the credit cards or PayPal. So all this has made sure that the hotel booking is more easier. Okay, so this has added up to the income of the hotel, because they are directly in touch with the guest and cutting out the middlemen. So that is again increasing the profit. The hotel or accommodation sector is the dominant industry in the travel industry. Because of the revenue generated by hotels and other accommodations, the employment they provide and the support systems, support services and supplies that the industry requires. Now, when we are talking about hotel, we are talking about the front desk, and we require someone over there. Since being a service industry, all this deals with people who are dealing with people. So we need the housekeeping staff, we need the management people, we need the people who are going to deal with, that's the front office, the back office, wherein the reservations are going to take place. Then we need the entire staff support system, which works on the back end, making sure that the entire hotel is operated and management. So what happens is, if a city has a new hotel opening in that city, it is giving employment to both skilled and unskilled. So raising the employment, raising the local income level over there, economic level. Further ahead, it provides the support systems also, support services. That is, like we said earlier, the hotel does not only provide the stay. It will also give you, say, local sightseeing. So suppose if I'm going to Goa and there is a hotel at Goa, And there is a support service like the local sightseeing. So the hotel might be hiring a particular local guide and a driver to take their guest across Goa. So that's how there are support services which are there, and they are again developing. So, supplies that the industry requires, we are talking about all the other supplies which are needed for the accommodation industry itself, the hotels itself, to cater this tourist, to cater to this tourist and the guest. So, if a city has a hotel, it's going to actually promote all this development at that city. The accommodation sector has also become international, and nature as North American, European and Asian hotel chains now operate hotels throughout the world. Now, when we are talking about hotel chains, we are talking about hotel companies which own more than one hotel or which own more than one hotel property. So, if I am talking about a hotel chain like say the Hilton or the Marriott, they have many hotels across the world, across different continents, and they also have different brands. So, one brand might have one particular theme, the other might have some other theme. So all this have made sure that the accommodation industry has become very global. So if I am a loyal or I am someone who prefers only XYZ brand of hotels, I might when I'm visiting to some other country, I might choose only that particular brand of hotels. So this again adds up to the overall income of that industry here, that is the hotel chain. So this hotel chains have made it international and national or global aspect to it. Now, what is the importance of accommodation in tourism? The importance of accommodation in tourism can be seen as follows. It is convenience of stay. Now, naturally, when we are talking about convenience of stay, what it means is that if I am visiting a city which earlier did not had a hotel, all right, let's say we are talking about Mumbai and we are talking about Pune. Okay, just to make sure that we take an example on a domestic front here. Mumbai had lots of hotels, Pune had none, or say some which do not give good services. So the people might not prefer to stay at Pune. They might come and stay at Mumbai, take an excursion, one day excursion to Pune and come back in on the same day late. All right. So what happens here is it is inconvenient as far as someone who wants to do a sightseeing at Pune. So, with respect to the presence of hotels, it provides us a convenient stay over there. So, if a hotel is there at a city, it is convenient for the travelers and they might opt to stay at that city and experience the entire culture. We also have the availability of food and beverages. Now, ideally, all the hotels provide foods and beverage services inside those hotels. They have either the 24-hour services, which are a landmark of five-star or high-end hotels. The others at least have breakfast complimentary, and they definitely do have the restaurants which are open at lunch or the dinner timings. So that's availability of food and beverages. So when the tourists might be out sightseeing, when they get up in the morning, they might have a breakfast at the hotel itself. So they are saving the time here by and not choosing going out and taking the food over there. So availability of food and beverage at the hotel itself makes it more convenient and more comfortable for the tourist. Next is facilitation of local tourism. What it means is if I am staying at a particular city because I have the hotel, it's going to help the local tourism as well. That is, earlier in absence of the hotel, I might not opt for staying there. So I might only go and visit say something which is very famous in that city. I might not go to some other stops or some other attractions which are there, locally famous. So here it helps to create local tourism in that particular city. Again, suppose if I am staying in that city, I am using the local transport as well. That is, I am hiring a car, going across city tours like that. So this is again helping the local economy. Convenience of shopping. When I'm talking about hotels being present at that city, the hotels offer shopping centers inside. So that is also something which is convenient. Generation of employment, like we seen earlier, that there are many unskilled and skilled laborers which are required if a hotel is to be built at a city. So it is generating an employment. An additional income opportunity. If one hotel comes up, there are many other small scale services which are given in and around that particular hotel. So we are talking about guides, we are talking about different services like taxi pickup drops, etc. So all this comes under additional income opportunities which are provided to the local people in that particular city. So accommodation is important not only for the tourism industry but to the place where that tourism is taking place and helping the people who are locally present over there. So this is a diagram showing importance of accommodation with respect to tourism, and since we know that they are interlinked together, so in order to boost tourism we need accommodation or stay facilities at that city. This is the convenient hotel location, so if the hotel is present at the city I might opt to stay there. Availability of food and beverages, if it is there the tourist will be more comfortable and happy about it. Furthermore, when we are talking about food and beverages available at the hotel, there are many hotels who might give you multi cuisines. There are certain hotels in certain cities or places which are famous for their own cuisine. So what happens is when we go and stay at a local hotel at the place, they might have their local dishes. So it adds up to the experience, overall tourism experience of the tourist. There are certain tourist experiences here, that is certain tourists who might opt for not go for the local menus. So they are the ones who will be comfortable in high-end restaurants where there are multi-cuisines. When we talk about multi-cuisines, these are the hotels which are providing different cuisines of different countries. So it might have continental, it might have Mexican or Italian. So the guest has a wide variety to choose from. Facilitation of local tourism, I'm going to help the local tourism in that city if I stay there as a tourist. Convenience of shopping, I have the shopping center, so if I want to buy a souvenir or certain local things which are famous over there, the hotels are helping me in that. And generation of employment, and further ahead it is going to give additional income opportunities too. So let us check in brief what this is, role of accommodation in tourism development. How does it make sure that the tourism of that place is developing? Now when we talk about hotels, hotels provide opportunity for the visitors to stay for a length of time to enjoy locality and its attractions. It further strengthens the local economy. Like I explained earlier, when it makes a huge difference to the local economy if a person is actually staying there as a tourist and guest of the hotel, and a person who is just going there visiting and coming back to some other city, because accommodation stay facilities or accommodation facilities are not there. So here is the opportunity which is provided by the hotels. So the tourists will opt to stay there for more time. Generally, accommodations do not attract tourists on their own but act as a support service to tourism. Now, when we are talking about tourism, the product of tourism is the tourist place, the tourist attractions. So, hotel is a part of playing a part of it on a peripheral vision. So what happens here is that tourism has the tourist products, and accommodation is a side dish, you can say. So, if the accommodation is there, the popularity of the tourist attraction is going to definitely increase, but someone might not visit that particular hotel just because the tourist wants to stay in that hotel. But however, there are certain exceptions here when we talk about a hotel which is exceptionally beautiful, or exceptionally it has some X factor to it which is attracting the tourist. For example, the hotel in Dubai which is there, which is attracting the tourist over there. So suppose if you go for a particular packages in Dubai, it might there is something known as a breakfast at Burj Al Arab. So what happens here is that this breakfast is included in the package. So here that hotel is becoming the attraction for the tourism. Then again, there are certain hotels which are famous for its casinos. So over there, people are coming to that hotel because of the casinos rather than staying facility. So in that case, the hotel is the one who is attracting, but most of the times it is the tourism place or the tourist attractions which is attracting and not the hotel itself. So hotel is a subsidiary to the tourism industry. So it's a support system or support service. Accommodation products' vital components are its accessibility in terms of transport, IT and infrastructure, as well as the entire appeal. So when we are talking about a tourism product, there are certain factors which play a role. For example, it needs to have a good accessibility, it needs to be having the appeal. Similarly, when we talk about accommodation product, alright, that is the hotel, what is it that it needs to be there, that is the vital component of it which will make sure that it is doing good with respect to attracting the guest. So it should be accessible in terms of transport. So it should be the accessibility to that place should be good. So if we are talking about a hotel, you can easily see if I want to stay in a city, I might opt for a hotel which is located city center, which is conveniently located, that is I'm able to transfer or transport to that hotel conveniently. If it is located near to the rail or near to the airport, then again if I am talking about a resort, ideally the resorts are not located in city centers, they are located on a far off place away from the city center to give the quiet and sanctity to the tourist who is there. So over there again the location matters. So what happens is the accessibility in terms of transport is essential. Then again it is the IT and the infrastructure. So here the infrastructure of the overall place matters, wherein suppose if I am talking about a hotel, the hotel might be good, but because of the infrastructural facilities not very well, it might lose out its client. So say we are talking about 24 hours running water, or we are talking about electricity, we are talking about any other services which go hand in hand by with respect to accommodation industry. So it needs to have all the things which will make sure that the guests are comfortable and the stay at that place is convenient, as well as its overall appeal. It has to have an appeal. Most of these hotels are themed hotels. There are certain hotels which are famous for its spas. So it should give an appeal. For example, if it's famous for its spa and resorts, ideally it will be the setting will be somewhere near to the nature. So it can be a mountain resort, that is the spa rooms or the rooms wherein such spa treatments are given might be facing the mountain, or it might be giving that particular appeal to it. Then again, if we are talking about a jungle hotel or a jungle resort, it will have an appeal wherein it is situated near the wilderness. So the overall appeal is going to matter. So every accommodation product, to be famous or to be good and attracting the tourists, there are certain vital components which it should have. A third of the total trip expenditure is on accommodation. Now, as per the study is there, what one can on an average say that the one third of the entire expenditure on the trip is always on accommodation. So we are talking about the stay options here. So if we compare the expenditure as to how much we have spent on transport or how much we have spent on sightseeing, it comes to the observation that it is on the accommodation product that we are spending more. The accommodation acts as a catalyst for a range of additional sales opportunities. So here again we are talking about certain other things which go hand in hand with accommodation. So suppose if we are talking about certain hotels which have casinos in it, it has some other themed shop with it. So these are the additional sales services which are boosted because of the hotel over there. So this, it acts as a catalyst for such services. Now here we have this various types of accommodation facilities. The first one is the hotels. Now when we talk about hotels, we know that we are talking about the accommodation or the stay facilities, wherein the present day hotels, as we see, these are the hotels which provide rooms. The category of rooms will differ depending upon what the hotel is offering. Then again, depending upon the kind of hotel, it will give different kinds of services. Ideally, it will have the food and beverages services which are given. Then there are other services which go with it, like conference rooms, convention centers, there are shopping centers inside, there are swimming pools inside, gyms, spas, treatments, etc. So all this comes under hotels. These hotels are categorized or classified into different types depending upon its size or depending upon the kind of market that it caters to. What I mean by kind of market is the kind of guest that comes to that hotel. That that will be mattering. So this hotels can also be classified with respect to where it is located. So is it an airport hotel, or is it a beach hotel, or say mountainous hotel, that is river resort, something like that. Next is the motels. The word motel comes from motorways and hotels. The starting was supposed to be from USA. USA was famous for their the people over there who tend to take long roadways, that is long road trips. So this road trips involve people sitting in their car and driving state borders, that is crossing the states states across. So this were long duration road trips. Now these are the people who wanted to stay, wanted certain things, certain accommodation facilities or safe facilities for the night. So that's how the evolvement came, that's how the motels were established. So these are basically very simple buildings which are near to the main highways, that is the motorways in USA. Ideally, this motels might give only basic accommodation. It is usually having a big open parking lot, so one can drive in, park the car and take the keys and pay or register as the guest and take that particular room over there. These are mostly ground floor, that is it's only one floor buildings, simple buildings giving you very simple basic accommodation. Some of them may give the breakfast, the others might not. So these are the hotels which cater to those people who come there only for a night stay and then continue their journey onwards. So there are certain motels which are one and one, that is the ground floor and the first floor. Most of these motels might be proprietorship ownership, that is there are there is only one family who owns that particular motel. So that is about motels. Today as every other thing in accommodation has developed or evolved, motels have also evolved. So they also give certain other services with respect to basic accommodation facility. So the rooms and the attached bathroom are definitely there. Then we are talking about resorts. So when we say resorts, ideally the what we talk about are the hotels which are nearer to any kind of natural wonders or natural attractions. So most of the resort names, if you see, would be lake resort, river resorts, beach resorts. So what we are talking about are, we are talking about hotels which are nearer to such natural things. So the difference between hotels and resorts might be that there are resorts which specifically provide spas and resorts, or they are giving certain special packages to their guests. Further ahead, the resorts might also be certain resorts wherein people are coming, that is only for vacations. So ideally what happens, these resorts are not in the city centers, they are away from it. So once a tourist goes there, once a guest goes there, he is spending his entire time inside resort. So most of the plans, that is the packages which are provided by the resorts, are ideally all meal plans, that is American plans. So you have the breakfast, lunch and dinner together given with the stay facilities. Apart from that, you can use all the services which are there inside the resorts. So this is opted by vacationers who are there to have a vacation, to experience the vacationing experience, and rather than the sightseeing options. So that's a resort. Then we are talking about tented camps. These are the adventure lovers who might want to camp somewhere. It might also include the people who are with the RVs and going for the camping trips. So here there are tents, there are different kinds of tents, there are certain kinds of packages wherein they provide you a cycle along with the equipment for the tent. You can take the cycle, go through the camping areas and park your cycle and then build the tent and leave there. So it depends upon country to country. Further ahead, if we are talking about RVs and the camping in it, there are camping grounds which are provided where RVs can be parked and you can camp camp at that particular location. So this is also all a part of accommodations. The tent or the material or the type of the tent will differ depending upon where we are camping. other types of accommodation, there are, as we know, the evolution of the accommodation industry, it provides you different and diverse varieties of accommodation options. As of today, we have houseboats, then we have various other types of accommodations, like there are, we might go to a tree house and stay at tree houses. There are many jungle resorts or resorts which are located near a wildlife sanctuary. They are providing cabins which are on live trees. So that's a tree house. There are certain accommodation hotels which are providing unique hotels, like there are bubbles which are created, right, which are of a certain what I should say, transparent material, and you are inside it and staying. So these are options. There are many other hotels which are providing you specially themed rooms, like underwater rooms. All right, so these are different kinds of accommodations that we have. This is a common motel in USA. Like you can see, there are open spaces for the parking, and the building is quite simple, ground floor and the first floor. The Jupiter Motel, Portland, USA, it is providing you again the basic and some other facilities as well. It is slightly on a higher end. The beautiful resorts in the world, Quintus Resort, USA, you can see there are, it is more or less nearer to the nature. Exclusive resorts in USA, nearer to the beach, see. Kumarkum Resort, India, again you can see it is in between the wilderness that we have, so it gives a feel of isolation. Trump Hotel, Las Vegas Suite. This is Las Vegas, the casino city of the world. We have the suite here, that's the view. Now let's move to the classification of hotels. Now the as I said earlier, there are various factors involved when we are talking about classification of hotels. The first factor that they are talking about, that we're talking about, is the sizes. So hotel can be classified as per as their size. So it can be a hotel which can be considered to be a small hotel, which has under 150 rooms, then 150 to 299 rooms, 300 to 600 rooms, and more than 600 rooms would be a very big hotel. So according to the number of rooms, this is how a hotel can be classified. And this will be a hotel with a 600 plus room size.